You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
No, I would take the under on that.
I'm good.
Okay. All right, they're given 3.5.
I know. We're just finishing this up.
Hi, everybody. We're just wrapping this up.
Hey.
Good
morning.
You got all these games, and plus we had the Monday night game we're talking about. Okay, well.
Hey.
Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Hey, you'd think we're, you know what? Okay, so I was telling you, so my brother told me this. He saw a thing where in Michigan, for the Tigers, if you bet $1,000, we got to look this up. I think he has it wrong. He said, if you bet $1,000 on them to win the World Series, you would win $600,000.
Have you bet on what?
The Tigers to win the World Series.
Wow. Well, the house is going to make, yeah, they're covered. There, a couple of you crazy people are going to do that. And if, will 600 people do that?
I don't know, but I don't think that's that crazy.
I do.
Tigers are, they're a hot team. They got Skubal, their ace is like the best pitcher in baseball. So you'd have to think, okay, in a seven game series, you know, you got a he would pitch two games and he's the best pitcher in baseball. You sneak out a win here or there. It's not inconceivable. And if Kansas City somehow comes back to knock off the Yankees, Tigers in Kansas City in the championship, I'm putting my money on the Tigers.
Well, put $100 down. Don't put
I'm going to.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have $1,000. Hey, Jim, you got $800 I can borrow?
It would be $9, but no.
Whatever. I swear I'll pay you back.
Anyway, I don't know when you want to talk about it, but we did go out to the casino. Before we went to help out with Feed My Starving Children, which, again, is a little
But let's qualify that.
But we did.
Before, as we were walking into the casino, we made a vow. Whatever we win on these bets is going towards that organization.
No, we didn't. I didn't talk.
Shh.
Don't remember that. I'm fine.
Jim, it's radio. We can say what we want.
I'm fine. I would be happy to give
theater of the mind, right, Todd?
Yeah, I'm
absolutely
happy to give. Okay. Anyway, and the game, you know, we have to bet on the Packer game, but I didn't bet on who's going to win because I don't know who's going to win. But
the Packer game?
Yeah.
Oh, I think the Packers are going to win this game.
I just took the over-under points, and it was 49 points. I think they're going to score more than that.
Oh, playing at home, Arizona,
right.
Coming from 110 degrees up to here where it's going to be cold and nasty and rainy and windy?
Yeah, they may not score 49 points because
of that. What are they favored by, the Packers?
Five?
Okay.
I think they're going to win.
That's kind of a tough spread, five.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fours, like 21-17, 14-10, 24-20.
Yeah. A lot of three and a half.
Yeah, I know. Those are the main ones. Yeah.
Anyway, I hope they score a lot of points.
All right.
But I think this weather thing, maybe it took the wrong.
How bad is it looking, Todd?
Let me look
for
it
Sunday.
Up.
Like, there's tickets available.
Yeah, I know.
I think people are
The other reason there's
backing
tickets,
off because of that.
Well, I think the other reason there's tickets available is there's a game next week.
Yeah, two back-to-back.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know.
But neither team is like,
right.
I mean, Jacksonville guy. I hard for Jacksonville because their head coach was a great friend of mine, Doug Peterson, Packers backup quarterback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he hosted a golf tournament for me one time. They had a Packers player whose name I cannot remember. But his son had this really tragically muscular disease. I mean, you know what I mean? Just like, And we did a golf tournament for him. And Doug Peterson hosted it. And he's the head coach of Jacksonville. One of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet.
He even just looks like a nice guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
just
down like a nice
earth
guy.
Just nice.
About a 65% chance of rain. The temperature on Sunday is only going to be about 54.
That's what I mean. And windy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
about 16 miles an hour.
But 54, that's good football weather.
That is. But with that wind and rain, it's
65% chance. Yeah. That's 65. I was, you know how in the old days I was critical of weather people? I'm not anymore because I can't be. What they
Wait a minute. 65%. What do you mean all of a sudden you can't be?
Why? Because I.
Beep. Yeah, back that thing up. Back up. Go back.
No, I just want to go back.
No,
I
would, yeah, but, keep coming.
But
come
65% out. Chance of rain, that's within 24 hours. So you really got to drill that down because it could rain. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean it's going to rain all day. There's not a 65% chance.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful with that number. We're going to get some rain. We don't know when. So.
I actually, you know that on Spectrum now, you can get WLUC, Marquette TV.
Oh, really?
You can watch their newscasts. And I was watching it last night, and they have got the biggest fire warnings I've ever seen for up there. Like, folks, I know a lot of people are still camping this time of year. You know, end of the year, you cannot have a campfire. You absolutely cannot have any sort. You can't have a backyard bonfire.
Yeah.
You can't have any fire whatsoever. It's supposed to be it's like the highest level of danger for that. And and they're going to have like 30-mile-an-hour winds.
You know, that's, I don't know, should we be talking about? Not we can talk about it. I'm talking about, didn't some crazy guy, you know, those arsonists start a lot of those
that
fires.
That one in Chico, that was Aaron Rodgers' hometown.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying it's like,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, got a couple
if we'd have your posters all over town, we wouldn't have to worry
I know,
as much.
Right?
Yeah, those cigarette butts.
Yeah.
You guys smoke up there a lot.
That's, you know what? They even said that last night. Folks, if you're raking leaves, be careful with your cigarette. Don't throw it in the leaf pile.
We'll go back to John Minow days 50 years ago. He's been telling
you
this for 50 years, for God's sake.
I saw a poster about that, about what could happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And even the news reporter out there had a stogie in his mouth, right, with a big long ash on it.
Folks, you got to be careful, eh? I mean, come on. Yeah. You know, another thing, I remember I took red cray paper for the flames.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean?
That's creative.
Oh.
A little yellow, a little red, a little orange. Yeah.
Oh, it's a thing of art. I got a couple of texts here. Jim, I'm doing the Fall Scenic Lift Tour in Wausau today. Vicky, would you like to come along?
I didn't know that was...
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Rib Mountain?
Yeah, yep. So that Rib Granite Peak.
And today will be a great day for it.
It will.
Yeah.
Oh, Vicky, send me a picture, and then I'll trade you pictures. I'm going to go next Sunday as soon as I hear back from Brittany. Because it's supposed to be nice next. Well, that's a long range forecast, but it's not going to be. Brittany's like,
next weekend's supposed to be pretty nice too,
right? So
back it up, Jim. Let's hear more about not being critical of others. Another one. Heading to
I know my wife. She usually tunes in at like 6:30, not 6:13.
Got another one here. Heading to Indianapolis Saturday for Billy Strings concert. Jim, any suggestions for places to go downtown?
Oh, that's a great city.
Yeah.
That is a great city.
Yeah, they used to host the conference basketball tournaments there.
Yeah.
The same year they hosted the NCAA tournament, and there's that one big complex right downtown. You don't really have to go anywhere else.
No, I don't know where you're staying. The JW Marriott is a great place.
Don't wander too far out of downtown, though. You wouldn't think Indianapolis would be sketchy. Yeah, it's kind of sketchy.
I don't know.
Downtown is great.
Yes.
You can walk anywhere.
Yes.
It's really cool.
Clean, nice, but... Don't wander off too far.
Yeah. Well, you want to definitely go as a concert at the stadium?
I don't know.
That's a pretty cool place. They got a lot of glass.
You see this? Yes, you're exactly right. That's the place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's exactly the place.
That's a cool place. There's a lot of good restaurants and bars around there. But
you
do want to go to the Children's Museum. It's 5 stories. 5. It's one of the nicest children's museums in the United States.
Got another text. This is the last weekend for the ski lift tour in Wausau.
What?
That's what it says. Well, I bet that Ironwood one's still going. I think you should do that.
3 hours. I can be in Wausau an hour and 15 minutes.
All right. Whatever. Arena.
Who are they going to see?
I don't know. Who's Billy Strings, Todd? I don't know who Billy Strings is. Okay.
Not sure. Oh, okay.
All right.
That is a
beautiful place.
Oh, that's a great city. We've had a lot of good times in Indianapolis.
There's a great monument downtown dedicated to the USS Indianapolis. USS Indianapolis, we talked about that with the girl from the shark thing for the Malva. That's the one that they dropped off the atomic bomb on the island of Tinian. And they were going back to their home base, and they got torpedoed by a Japanese ship. And they didn't send out an SOS in time. And they were going down, they finally sent it out. And people, like, ignored it for 3 days. It's like, hey, whatever happened to the Indianapolis? Oh, I don't know. They haven't checked in. And those guys were in the water. I think 1,500 went in, and like 1,000 died from sharks. And that's what the guy talks about in Jaws. Just as Indianapolis, 1,500 went in the water, 1,200 didn't come out. That's what his tattoo is for.
That's true?
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely true. But anyway, so they got a huge monument for it.
Wow.
So Larry and I, McCarron, we're walking around one Saturday morning there for a game. It's like, let's go in. And it's like, God, the door must be stuck. So I got my foot in the thing trying to pull open the thing going to this monument. And then we saw the sign, you know, closed on Saturday.
It's kind of like Jim driving all the way to Wausau next weekend. Yeah, there's no ski lift going on. You know?
Not operating. I wouldn't
got,
like that.
I actually got the door open a little bit, and there's like a chain. I said, Rocco! There's a bleeping chain here. How are you supposed to see this? I'm going to try to reach in. Maybe it's just wrapped. So I literally have my arm inside the open door. And they go, closed on Saturdays. Oh, okay.
Let's go. Now, that city's great.
Yeah, I love Indianapolis.
We've modeled some things. They have some great developers down there, and they have some unbelievable apartments. And I see that Green Bay is trying to build some apartments on the paper today. The third attempt at building something on that parking lot on Monroe Street, but Indianapolis has some unbelievable downtown living. They have indoor
it's a cool
dog
city.
Walking.
Carmel is, I know people live in Carmel.
Carmel, that's Carmel, like 40 miles.
What's right? that far? Okay,
50 miles away. But Carmel has one of the greatest music halls. We went there and they had an unbelievable farmers market. And yeah,
it's
that's
one of
a good
those cities
city.
You wouldn't
that's
think
a good place.
Of that being a destination.
A lot of roundabouts.
You know what I mean? But It's a really, it's a lot of stuff there. The Indy Museum, the Indianapolis 500, the whole, that's a cool city. I stayed on those road trips, I liked it.
Not a really bad drive, you know?
No.
You're there in like 6 hours or whatever.
No, be
it
careful
is.
Though. I still got a warrant out.
Surprise.
Yeah, gee.
Well, just,
start paying those.
It was just for speeding, okay? We're going down there. It was me and Burke and Vinny. That my guys I used to work with, and we're driving the Channel 5 WFRV news van.
Really?
And we're on that like 6-lane thing.
Yeah.
And cars are going like 80, 85. And I'm just keeping up. We're the one that got pulled over.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you guys who drive slow are just as dangerous as the guys who drive too fast.
How
guys
fast
drive
can you go in a news van? And but I got pulled over for going like, you know, 68 in a 60 or whatever it was.
It was probably a 70. And
whatever.
You were 68, and you were more dangerous than the guy going,
whatever.
I'm glad they pulled
whatever.
You over. You got a ticket? That's awesome.
I never paid it.
Wow.
I never paid that ticket. And for a long time, I got letters from the state of Indiana saying, we have a warrant out for you.
I guess you won't be going through Indiana.
I have, though. I've driven
have
through.
You?
Yeah.
Well, don't
You're
get pulled over.
Yeah. Such a rebel.
I'm glad. See, now that is a great city when they pull you over for going too damn slow. Because that is, that's awesome. I haven't heard a guy that got a, this is
You
good.
Don't know how
I
slow
love
I was
it.
Going.
You were going, you were going 60.
You
You're probably
don't
going 58 or 53 and
right.
causing accidents.
Hey,
and,
everybody.
All right.
Happy Friday to you. We got a great, great
yes,
lineup.
Be fun day.
Ty Detmer, Heisman Trophy winner, will be joining us. Back after this. Wednesday to Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, always comes too late. Friday never hesitates. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday. 81 degrees, is that true today?
It's supposed to be. This is it, though.
Yeah, this is it. That's right. You know what? I was literally going through my clothes. It's like, I found a summer golf shirt. It's like, this is the last time I wear this till May, probably.
Yep. There's a few, and I was doing that, too, kind of getting ready. Winter clothes are different than summer clothes, because who wears a
short
sleeve?
What's that washer thing that's like, this is done?
You should take it to the dry cleaners, then they put it in plastic, then you can store it.
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Nobody does that.
I've been going there for
nobody does.
Everybody.
You know what's kind of cool though?
I take them there when I wear them. I think pressed shirts are important.
Right.
Wait, press. Okay, I just do.
You know what's kind of cool though? When we were moving and we get all those clothes and everything, you know, years ago this was, but those vacuum
those bags, the
those
vacuum bags,
packs, the vacuum packs.
Yep.
Those are pretty cool.
Don't those take a long time?
I don't think so. But it's amazing. You could take like two big garbage bags full of clothes and shrink them down into like this. It's pretty amazing.
Or take them to the curb. Yeah, it depends.
Maybe they're clothes you like.
I don't know.
Maybe they have sentiments.
Who puts clothes in garbage bags? There's bins. Then you can fold them.
My mind is blown.
Yeah, because I do.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Quick poll. But who started closing garbage bags?
Well, I just
please.
Couple things. Couple things.
I get the floor.
Couple things.
Hey, representative from Oklahoma, just hold your turn. Quick poll. Who starts closing garbage bags? I do.
Versus bins that are hard plastic, so they and you could throw a couple.
Can do both. But you don't throw like winter clothes and things like that into like garbage bags, like your outdoor clothes and stuff like that. You don't put them in garbage bags and put them on a shelf.
We can't really see what's in there.
Well, you kind of know.
Bins, I get buy those plastic bins and I can see what's
in there. Those aren't cheap. Then you lose the lid. You always lose the lid. Everybody loses the lid.
Okay.
I got 14. I you can go to my basement. I got 14 lids lined across the wall looking for a home.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just saying.
Facebook Marketplace, sell them.
Got this. They take less time. They're going to the dry cleaners, Jim. What was another one? Indianapolis where Waffle House meets.
Yeah, like Culver's.
Culver's.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That you're exactly right. You know, another thing that happened to me one time though in Indianapolis, I was moving from Arizona to Michigan and going through Indianapolis Sunday afternoon. It's like six late on that exact same highway, exact same place almost. This is no lie. And a guy, and I was driving a U-Haul truck and towing my little piece of crap Mazda car. And a
oh
guy,
my God. And if you were going 55 in a van with nothing, how would you go on 30?
Can I continue?
Oh, man.
That had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
So a car pulls up to me, and you know how you could just tell sometimes when somebody's exactly your speed, you know what I mean? And he's got his window down, and he goes, you got a flat tire! You got a flat tire! And I look, on the car I was towing, it was like smoking. The tire was just shredded.
Oh, my God.
So I pull over, and I didn't have a spare because I'd got one somewhere else, I think in Oklahoma, on the way. I had no spare tire.
Okay. You made it, though.
So I had to drive. This is honest, God, true story. Had to drive with a tire like that to a Walmart that luckily was open. Or Kmart. To a Kmart that had a garage and got a new tire. Bought a new tire.
You've had some, like, weird. Wow. I don't know if I haven't had those experiences or when they came upon me, I had AAA or something. Because I hear your stories about begging for money, you know, at a bus stop. And
that's true.
And
then we're in Oklahoma.
Getting a guy trying to trade out a guy to change your tire for. Yeah wow.
So in Oklahoma, on that same trip, Oklahoma City, and my brake lights went out on the whatever, on the truck. Okay. So I needed a few. So the hotel, I'll get the maintenance guy. Cowboy hat, big scarf around his neck, cowboy boots, jean jacket. Hey, how you doing there, partner? Yeah, not good. Something's wrong with them. Oh, let me take a look out of there. So where are y'all moving to? I go, well, actually, we're going up to, we're going to stay in Wisconsin. And they're going, hey, I'm from Marshfield.
Playing the part,
He went from, hey, partner, I'm from Marshfield. That's wow, funny. Mary. Nobody but a redneck would store clothes in a garbage bag.
Aha.
Sorry, mine out, Mary. Well,
there
Mary.
Go, Mary. Mary, that's, you're right.
I guess,
them.
I guess ye
we
neck
get them
is red.
Or we get them dry cleaned and hang them.
I guess ye neck is red. Well, I do.
Yeah.
You want to come up to my apartment and see?
Nope. All right. Haven't been there. Never will be. Yep. Thanks for the invite.
All right. Just throwing
but
it
no,
out
this
there,
is
Jim.
The weekend. That's one of the problems of living in Wisconsin, though, is this four seasons, as much as we like it, it's heavy on the wardrobe.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is.
And
I mean,
you really got to get
two
some storage.
Completely separate things.
You do. And storage, and then you got to bring out, boots and shoes are different than summer. All the sandals, which is awesome in the summer, but I don't know.
I only have like four things to wear in the winter, four things to wear in the summer. I just keep rewearing the same thing. So
I do
not,
too, but it's still, it's like, But it is such
Jim's got his Jay Leno shirt on. Do you notice that?
I noticed that. Yeah.
I've never seen you in a jean shirt before.
I saw him on entertainment last night. You know, he'd gotten hurt again. And
really?
Oh,
really?
They had video of him. Okay, so when he got burnt the first time.
Yep.
He like put his own bandage on it. Okay. And he goes home and his wife's like, what?
Yeah.
And then, it's okay. I got burnt. I put a bandage on. It's okay now.
That's pretty good.
And she's like, no, you've got to go to the hospital. And it's so what he did, he took his bandage off and his wife had to take a scissors and like cut the fibers trying to, cause it was like affixed to his skin. Now he got burnt really, really bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he looks good.
Doesn't she have some issues?
I think so. Yeah.
And then didn't he do a weird, I mean, he's got plenty of money. Didn't he buy a house and let the guy live in it? Like he loved the house so much, but he bought it and the guy still, like, I would never, ever, ever do that. But I think he got a weird real estate deal because he so wanted that property, but I don't know. I think he worked
something out.
I don't know.
I hadn't heard
that.
Yeah,
that was very, for a guy with that kind of money, I would say, look, what's it going to take? But anyway, maybe.
But that he, you never see him in hardly anything except the denim shirts ever. You know who else was like that? Don Imus. Always wore the denim shirts and cowboy hats.
And cowboy hats.
All we're just, the time. We're just talking,
about him when we went out to the casino.
How to end a career.
With just a couple words.
Right.
But, you know, I was telling him, so, like, the next week, you remember we're talking about comedians coming in?
Yeah.
First thing he says, hello, my NHWs.
Something.
Yeah. You know, says that live on the air with us. Stayed about 2 minutes. We kicked him out.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah. I got a text here. Todd, I was just going to say, I don't have enough clothes to have to rotate them. But you know what? With pullovers these days, like the quarter nip, or you can wear them anytime.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
Did you just say?
Did I say nip?
You did. Quarter nip.
I meant quarter neck. Quarter zip.
Quarter zip.
Quarter zip.
Quarter zip. I wasn't listening.
Nice way to end the career, Josh.
Getting close. You're getting close.
Been good. All right, we got to start a break. Once again, we got a full lineup: Teddy Stefaniak, Ty Detmer, Glam Band Dennis, live music, Lisa Hale, Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, a lot of stuff. Stay with us.
Tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be a good.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM on WGBW in Green Bay, and of course, 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh and worldwide on the Civic Media app. You know, Todd, we were kicking around yesterday. I would love to do some shows from Oshkosh.
We're going to set that up.
Oh, yeah.
Get Appleton. Guys from the herd.
Yep.
Maybe get some players
on
there.
There's a lot going there. On down
there. UW Oshkosh playing great sports. I think that'd be fun.
We'll get it done.
Get some stuff brought over from the little coffee shop.
Then I can sleep in.
There you go.
That's right. You drive your hometown. I think that'd be awesome.
That's right. We drove down to the EAA, so that's not a problem. We can do that.
Oh, look at me. I'm going to
Hey, I was telling you guys at break, I got a new trainer. Well, not yet, because my guy's going to, he's going to evenings because he's got to take care of his kid during the day. Well, anyway, so they're like co-training me right now, right? Because it's like a handoff thing. And I was telling her what I did, and she goes, I was used to be in media, and that's not what I want to talk about. But she said, look, you know, because of your muscles being a little bit tight, and she goes, you can't sit all day. You should stand when you do your show. And I just told John that. He goes, go ahead.
I'm not.
You know, this is true. Like they in the days, they would build all those studio stand up and stuff.
Yeah.
There were still stools in the studio. Absolutely. Everybody still sat.
Yeah. I know.
You know what? I will say this, though. I've been working really, really hard on my book. And I can only do about 20 minutes at a time because the whole back of my neck and across my shoulder blades, and now it's going even further down, gets almost like locked up.
Yeah.
It just like seizes.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I can't, I'm going to talk to Mark. Is there anything you can do to loosen up your neck?
Really, you're talking about a personal issue with Mark?
Yeah. But anyway, but what I'm saying is at one of our real estate offices, I actually built the desktops and we had them kind of attached to the wall, and people had the option of standing and working, or, you know, had higher stools sitting, and 90% of the time people stood. It is a lot more, you'd be surprised.
Well, ergonomics is, it's been a big deal for 40 years, but.
But I think that's the problem for my thing, don't you? Being hunched over with the low.
When we remodeled 6th floor at City Hall.
Is that when you put in the yoga class?
Well, yeah, kind of.
You emptied out the smoking lounge.
Got rid of the smoking lounge, but anyway, that was redone, and we wanted to attract younger talent, and so you have to make different work environments, and all the desks were standing.
Really?
Yep.
I liked it.
Potential employees were like, this is awesome, because you want to show them that. And then some of the rooms where they worked, they plugged in their laptops. It was like a coffee shop. It's like, you know, I like the corner office with the windows and the oak desk. That was, but I was older.
Well, of course, you're the mayor.
No, even offices today for the executive is still, it's more modern, very modern. I took a tour one time and they had.
Some go crazy modern.
Get this one, Johnny.
They're in Silicon Valley. Have you seen some of those? Where they've got like games for the people.
Yeah. And, they got like trampolines.
Yeah,
and they got,
exactly.
Come on, let's get to work.
Yep.
But they had for meetings, and it was just two treadmills right next to each other, so you could walk on your treadmill and talk.
And have a
other.
Meeting.
Yeah,
we need to do that. We need to have two treadmills, Todd, and we're just gonna do the show on our treadmills
and put them next to those or yoga riding mats. Bikes. That lady gave us 6 months ago that we haven't opened up yet.
They'll end up in the closet.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
but so what do you think of my new weight loss thing that I'm doing?
I don't think it's gonna last like everything else you do, but I just it could. It's working today, right?
I'm fasting
36 hours.
I was reading about fasting. It really clears out your system, the whole thing. So 9 o'clock the other night when Jim dropped me off from the feeding our children thing, I bought a salad next door here at the market, and I haven't eaten since. So how many hours is that?
Here's the problem.
So at 9 o'clock last night it was 24, and then 30 and a half?
A little longer.
I'll go with that. Whatever that, you want to say.
Well, it was 24 hours at 9 o'clock last night.
Okay. So 10, 11, 12 is 3.
27.
So 27 and then 6.
33.
Okay.
Moving on 34 hours without eating.
You're going to get lightheaded. You're going to drive and go off the road. I mean, you got to eat. That starvation is anorexia.
But it's medically proven that people should fast every once in a while. They should fast.
I'm like, and then you, Jesus,
in the desert,
and then you become a glutton for what? Did they give you three
well,
hours?
He went like 40 days without eating,
didn't he?
Oh yeah,
Jesus.
That's
did?
What Lent
oh,
is.
Yeah.
That's what Lent is. He's in
Come
the
on.
Desert for 40 days.
Somebody else do it.
The devil tempted him.
Oh yeah.
So here you go, Johnny. This is where I come in.
Good point. Good point. No, medically they say that's really good for you.
No,
like once
they
a
don't.
Month, just really fast.
That's
they do.
That's a
are
form
there any...
of anorexia. And then what you do?
No,
are you
it's
gonna,
not.
And then when you get the green light for those 3 hours, you're going to gorge yourself.
What did you do when you tried to make weight for wrestling?
That was John. That was 40 years ago.
What's
that's
the difference?
Different. We've learned a lot in that.
Well, let's put it this way: those 40 years, we've got a lot more we can lose versus you're probably trying to go from what 125 to 120.
So I looked this
like
up.
107 to 103.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah. Okay.
No. So I looked this up, and according to John Hopkins Medicine.
Oh, thank you.
Fasting may have some health benefits, but it's not recommended for everyone.
There you go.
For me, it is.
You don't.
Because I put in my age and my weight and everything.
Well,
and
they
said, you're
trying to sell
this.
You a program. That's it. They do that, and then they have the line
I will
coming
admit
down.
That. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh
yeah.
My God, that's awesome.
I've gotten to a lot of. I filled out a lot of those
Hit
things.
Continue.
And subscribe.
Right.
For,
right.
Yeah, I agree with that. But this is. I need a real medical person to talk to me about this. If there's any out there, please let us know.
The feedback I've gotten from the medical community is
or
that
a dietitian.
Is not, that's not a good idea. But I talked to a very small group of people. But,
I didn't come up with this on my own, Jim. I researched.
No, I see it. It's all over the place.
And I realized this is what I should do.
And what are you going to eat when you get the green light? 6 hours a day? What are you on?
I'm not sure yet.
Well, no, I think you have to be like consistent on your fasting.
Well, I want to see how long I can
and
go.
You never fast 36 hours. There's not one program that tells you to fast for 36 hours.
Some people do it for 72. 72 hours.
Those prisoner guys?
Maybe.
Hunger strike.
Whatever it takes.
I
know
don't
what?
Know.
They all come out feeling good. They lost 6 pounds.
Okay, I think we'll revisit this later.
How was the hunger strike? Well, I lost 12 pounds.
Remember our friend from the prison that told us about how to stop a hunger strike?
No.
Remember what the guy said? Just start feeding them, like offer, change the diet to like grilled cheeseburgers and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh,
strikes
yeah,
over.
Yeah. That was, we had Joe Vertigan.
Joe Vertigan, that was
we're
the
talking
guy.
About the, and it's in his book, and it talked
oh,
about,
right, it was
yeah, because they were complaining about, I forget what it was.
So they did a hunger strike.
So they're going to do a hunger strike. So the guy said, okay, just so you know, bacon cheeseburgers are now off the menu. Yeah. They ended the hunger strike.
Strikes over.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Here's some feedback for Mino. If you faint, it's your own fault.
I agree with that.
Well, I don't think I'm going to faint. Have you ever fainted? I've never fainted. Has anybody ever fainted?
I did one time.
I'm like,
I
don't fainted.
I did one time when I busted up my knee. I fainted from the pain.
Really?
Yeah. I was down at the bottom of the stairs, and I'm like, I woke up, then I'm like, what the heck just happened?
Wow.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to like. Yeah,
but I've never seen anybody actually, you know, because in the movie it's always like, oh, my dear Brett, and then they faint and they're whatever. You know what I mean? You know, that's the movie I've never seen, Gone with the Wind. Have you ever seen that?
Of course he has.
Jeez, come on.
You're talking to Mr. Sound of Music over here. I do declare.
Parents.
Give us some lines from the movie,
that.
Jim.
Yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't. You know what? No. Up until a couple of years ago, it had never been aired on TV.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was one of those ones that just, they never aired. I've never seen Citizen Kane. Never seen Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
Two of the all-time greats. Isn't that crazy?
Kane, I got a friend. I don't think I've.
I tried watching it. Black and white. And I just couldn't quite get into it. Just couldn't quite get into it. So those are two classic. Oh, and The Sound of Music. Three classic movies. I'm going to, sometime when I totally retire, and I'm going to, you know, just sit and watch stuff.
What? That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of texts here. Scotty says, whoever is sponsoring the press box tonight better be prepared for a minor binge.
All right.
Right? Because you got the game.
Yeah. And the hot dogs.
Sarah says, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Funny. Okay.
And Brian says, Jim fainted when he saw a fantastic table setting with linens.
Brian.
Are you going down to the Roar Museum?
I think,
I saw that TV story on it. It's right up your alley.
Oh, man, that's going to be great. Yeah.
Can you take some pictures?
I'm excited about that.
With you next to the linens, though. Yeah. Please.
Yes.
I think.
Can I store my guns in your linen closet?
That would be a gun closet, John.
Yes.
I had some friends over, and I was three guys. And I was showing them my they'd never been to my house before, and I was showing them my china.
Oh,
and I was saying, this set here. And he goes, the guy just interrupts. He goes, Jim, we want to see your guns. No interest in my china. So, anyway.
Yeah, speaking of which, I need something. I found when I was digging through stuff, and you'd say I'm a hoarder, but it's stuff I found in my basement. I found a box of 410 shotgun shells.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 410 gauge shotgun shells. But they're back from when I was literally in high school. So they're 50 years old. Are they still good? I need somebody. And if not, how do you get rid of used ammunition?
Yeah, I take it to the police.
Yeah, police.
Fire, really?
Probably. Fire. Yeah. Yeah, that's.
What do you, I mean, you don't want to throw them in the garbage.
Nope.
You don't want to, because, I mean, the wrong, if something hits the firing pin, you know.
Guy on the bulldozer.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And they trace that back.
I know.
It was picked up in
John
the downtown
Mino, 1972.
Area.
Birthday gift.
What's this?
And it's
wasabi,
stamped,
right, wasabi plaque stamped, next to it.
You know
right,
what?
Right, right. It's sitting
you know
there with a bunch of other.
This is a true story.
From,
so on Christmas Eve, we were allowed to open one gift, right? How about you guys?
We did our whole Christmas thing on Christmas Eve. Yeah.
We did.
Okay. Well, in the later years we did, because that was the night the whole family was over.
Right.
But when
right.
I was a kid, okay, my sister and I were allowed to open one gift. So I had, at this one place, they had this autographed baseball. And it's like, oh, I was telling me, man, is that thing cool? That is the coolest thing ever. And it was like Mickey Mantle. It was stamped. Now I realize it was one of those stamped ones.
Yeah.
It was like, you know what I mean? So the artwork. But it was like Mickey Mantle and all these. It's like, oh, man. So got all the gifts. And okay. And this is talk about going back a few years. This was after midnight mass. Like real midnight mass when it was midnight.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. They moved that. But yeah.
And I was an altar boy. I remember that too. So it came out. So you get your one gift. So I had
this guy's singing that are all drunk.
Like you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
So here's this little box, square box. Like, oh my God. They got me that baseball. And they opened it up. And you know what it was? It was that box of shotgun shells.
That was the worst thing about opening something on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You know, because you could have gotten socks. It could have been the greatest thing that you could choose, right?
Right.
It could be like a video game or something like that. But I would always choose the socks. And then you're like so disappointed.
I know, but you couldn't act that way.
No? Oh, no.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. But that was always, I mean, I'll tell you what, for even with my granddaughters now, I want to make sure they, you know, Christmas is still that magical type of thing.
It is. My kids would always ask about, you know, do you believe in, what makes people decorate? I mean, there's a magic of Christmas. I want to say that, and this is advice, it's too late for all of us now, but we enacted this. When kids are little, like born little, they got from us three gifts, because that's what Jesus got.
Ah!
And I'll tell you what.
That I don't mean to laugh, but that reminds me of that Saturday Night Live skit.
But it pays when they get old. It's three, and our kids never expected.
Awesome.
Because they get gifts from their godparents and their grandparents and everything else. So it was.
Remember talking about the Saturday Night Live skit of right after, now we go to Bethlehem, shortly after Mary gave birth. Mary, we have some guests out here with gifts. Really? I just gave birth in a barn, all right? Is that, okay, really? Hey, we are so-and-so. We bring frankincense. Okay, thanks. You look tired, Mary. Oh, yeah, you know why? Because I just gave birth in a barn. You got to try to find that one, Todd. It's awesome. Awesome. Did your dad ever used to, like, play tricks on you with a stocking or anything back when you still believed?
What we did, we're Germans.
Did you believe in Krampus?
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 No, what did you...
Remember Dwight on The Office?
Yeah.
Yeah. What Santa would do is he would close off a room in the house, and that would be Santa's workshop. And then we would open Christmas
Eve. Don't even.
Oh, John, gosh. I'm not kidding you. We opened that up, and the tree's decorated, and there's gifts galore, because we had 10 kids.
How much wrapping paper did it take to wrap the pony?
The pony is the...
Just curious. Wow. Todd. Quick pull.
Yeah.
Anybody out there have a room? You had a house so big, you could close one off and call it Santa's workshop.
For 3 days.
For three days.
He would leave a note on every day. Huh? It was, I think a lot of Germans did that. That was a German tradition.
Yeah, all the Germans I know did that. Yep.
Wow. Oh, my God. All right. 648. Wow. 649.
Big show coming up, folks, once again. Glam Band Dennis, live music, and former Heisman Trophy winner and Green Bay Packer quarterback Tyrone Detmer. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mino on the Mayor and a good-looking Friday morning. 81 degrees today. We got high school football. We talked with Ted Stefaniak about that. Westy Pier at Bayport. Big game tonight. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Their durability of materials gets tested. They open and close doors, latches, and shades tens of thousands of times to ensure they last for years to come. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. Right now, get 0% interest up to 36 months. Certain restrictions apply. It ends on October 31st. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
Can one of you guys check? Do you have something playing on your phone?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
That's, all right.
So I got our... Well, that's our app.
Oh, yeah.
I had our app on.
Okay, 2 days ago, did you hear he leans over to me and goes, would you shut your phone off? It's beeping.
Yep,
okay,
yep,
and he's playing a song. Okay.
It's right. No, I was playing our show.
Okay.
That was our show.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
But Todd's in charge of that.
Well, I know, but I wanted to see what the texters were saying and stuff like that.
Oh, that's why you tune in.
Set that music.
Gotcha. Exactly. Gotcha. Exactly. Because you get so many sometimes you're... Yep. Inundated, yep. So I was trying to help you out.
I appreciate that, John.
You're welcome.
Gosh darn it, I wish everybody felt that
like
way.
Like you said, PS is for a living. So.
Wow. Lisa Hale, defend me here. Help me out,
all
Lisa.
All right, finally we got some.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, guys.
Nice to talk to you. Introduce
it's
yourself,
nice
Lisa.
I think everybody knows you, but introduce yourself.
I know. I am Lisa Hale, the Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief for Civic Media, meaning that I cover all of our counties here in Northeast Wisconsin from the bottom of Winnebago all the way up to the top of Marinette. So,
wow.
Nice.
A lot going on in those areas. We cover...
There is.
But you say we're part of that, and you know there's constantly stuff we're reading about, hearing about, activities, news, new businesses, new developments, all that stuff. So, but you picked the best of the best, probably.
I did. I was very, very glad to get this area. But you know, talking about New Wisco brings up New Wisco Weekend, which is our show that we do here on the weekends on Civic Media. It airs, and Todd's going to get mad
at me. It's 8 a.m. on Saturdays, 8
a.m.
on Saturdays, 11 a.m. on Sundays.
Do you run the show, Todd?
I produce it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's our executive producer. In other words, he makes us sound really, really good. We may not sound that good, but he gets a hold of us and makes us sound really good. But
who's on it with you, Lisa?
Oh, my gosh. We've got Terry Barr.
Who's awesome.
We've got Brittany Merlot.
Who's awesome.
We've got Peach Trauma. Amanda Nimmer. Got Melissa Kay from the Wausau area station.
Conrad.
She helps out. Let's see. Conrad Krieger. Yep. Sometimes we have from our, is it Richland Falls? Is
Richland right? Center.
Richland Center. We have Joanne Krulat sometimes. So we've got reporters and people who, correspondents who work with us all over the place. Awesome. And we focus on a different theme every week. And this week it's music because International Day of Music is coming up on the 12th. And we have all sorts of features that connect back to music in some way. And we also have some news features. This week we're going to do a brief recap of Kamala Harris appearing in Ripon. We are also going to do a story on the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry. But we have music throughout the whole show. Gosh. So Terry Barr's got a feature on Bob. Let me look it up. It's right here in front of me. Bob Bayless, is that right?
Yep.
Did I say that right?
Yep.
So she's got a music feature from him. And then she's also got our cover story on Create Wisconsin, which is a group here in Wisconsin that works on creating art. So it can be both art news.
Yeah.
And it's soft news. It's a really good palate cleanser, if you ask me, for the week to get ready for the next week.
But it's all Wisconsin news, which is really cool. It's
all Wisconsin. And a lot of it, most of it, is Northeast Wisconsin. Right. We'll sprinkle in a little bit from throughout the state, but it is all Wisconsin. It's very,
sounds great,
very regional.
And I think people are looking for that. Today, the news is so much national and international, and it should be, right? I mean, this terrible weather we're having throughout the country and wars. And look, I think people need to learn and know about that. But boy, you really want to drill down to Wisconsin or local stuff. It's not as easy to find.
The thing is we can worry about things globally and nationally, but where are we going to act? We're going to act locally. We're going to make those things in our area better if we can. So if you're going to act locally, you need to report locally as well.
And to that end, I have a show that is called Lean Local.
Lean Local.
We just totally lean into what's going on locally. And the first Sunday of every month, we dedicate to the NFL draft. That people want to hear about it, how to get jobs, what's going on. You know, nothing about the players. That's John's department. Mine is just really about the economic opportunities. But then, like this weekend, we have the two people running for state senate. And I enjoy interviewing. And it's local. Both these guys are local. They're both actually friends of mine. And then we, of course, the two people running for Congress. We know both of them pretty well, too. It's just great. And then we do a Green Bay's greatest. And it's either we'll do a story on Bay Beach, the Northland Hotel, or an individual that's the greatest. And it's all really local. I mean, it's hyper-local. I mean, you're covering, what, 18 counties?
Well, I cover, I think, 12.
Oh, 12. Okay.
You personally.
Yeah. See, this is just, this is really just greater Green Bay. But anyway, it's nice we offer that to people. You got a better time slot than I did. They have to download mine because I compete with the Packers. And I take my show over the Packers all the time. But not everybody does. So we get more people download it on the podcast thing.
I'm just going to say my time slot now is much better than it used to be when I did shows like this because they used to be airing at like 4 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Right.
So
I'll keep mine. I'll keep mine.
Stations would be
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Really
mine.
Quickly, Lisa, because we only have about 30 seconds. Did you have in your house growing up, did you have a room that was set aside for Santa's workshop around Christmas?
I did not.
We did not have anything
like that. The only thing that could have been Santa's workshop was my mama's closet, and we were told never to go in there.
One other thing. Do you ever store clothes, winter clothes in garbage bags?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, ring her up.
Okay. You guys talked to her when I was
Lisa,
in the bathroom.
Always a pleasure having you on. You do awesome stuff for Civic Media.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
Right. You're the best. We come back. Mark Houston. Stay with us.
8 o'clock Saturday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.